With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Arizona State, this football player at Arizona State, their punter, his name is Michael Turk, and he's good. Good punter.
Yeah.
He's the first player in NCAA history to do this. He entered the NFL draft with an agent, and he went undrafted.
Didn't work.
So he is now back at Arizona State. He is the first ever to be granted a waiver to return to college after that.
And you cannot do that, Normandy. When you sign with an agent.
First ever. Yeah, when you sign with an agent, you're out. But they're letting him back. And that's because of COVID.
Yes.
So he couldn't do workouts. He couldn't visit teams. He couldn't hold a pro day.
Yeah.
So they feel bad for him. Although I don't know why, like, I'm sure there are other guys in that boat.
Sure.
Why just him?
Well, and we'll see if other people have gone down this road. Now, I know that being a kicker, a punter is harder to break into the league because there's not many positions for it. So my guess is that if you had a wide receiver that this happened to, he probably signed as a free agent. If you thought you were good enough to potentially get drafted and you still had eligibility left and you didn't get drafted, you signed as a free agent somewhere. So you're probably like, all right, well, you know, let's take my crack at this and let's do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas he actually was, I don't know how many of these people actually tried to come back. And maybe you don't, yeah, I mean, the NCAA is not real lenient on this. And so how many opportunities has there been this? But whereas someone probably said, maybe Herm was like, hey, with the whole COVID thing, let's take a shot at this, see what happens. As opposed to, you know, not getting a free agent deal and you know, maybe having to go and try. Well, there is no XFL. In fact, there's no anything. There's no Arena League. There's no XFL. Canadian. But maybe that was just kind of one of those where he was talking to his coach and the coach said, hey, let's take a stab at this. And kudos to the NCAA, by the way, for actually, I don't know, having some common sense. I feel like the NCAA recently has been, they've been evolving, not because they want to, but because they have to. But I'll still give them a little bit of a credit for not fighting the tide. Because once next year in the image and likeness thing comes through, players can sign agents. So that's the other thing about this is you can't have an agent to represent you like professionally going forward, like into the NFL. But you are going to be able to sign like a business agent to deal with your name, image, and likeness. So maybe that was another thing where the NCAA just looked at this and was like, hey man, the times are changing here a little bit and, you know, fine. The kid got probably no money from an agent. Maybe he got a 10 grand advance, pay back the 10 grand and come back to the team.
Michael Turk, good punter, good little punter. He is 12th in, or at least last season, he was 12th in average yards per punt.
Okay.
46.
I'm telling you, man, I don't understand.
That's pretty good.
All punters are like, you read like punting averages and like,
No. They're not all good.
Well,
there are some guys that average under 40 yards.
I don't understand. Like I don't understand the difference. Like when you're, I could not pick out an NFL punter versus,
right,
you know,
I think it's more just the types of punts,
sure,
and like how many times they can, how adept are they at pinning a team.
You pin it down.
It's not necessarily just the strength of the leg as much, but that's why the average, that's the big punt stat, mm-hmm, is average yards per punt.
Yeah, but a lot of that is you get into the return game and.
Well, right. Or it's like a 35 yarder, but you pinned them at the two. That's what you want.
Sure.
So Yeah, like the average punt number doesn't seem like a very good stat for punters. You should come up with a new stat for punters.
That is the one. That's the one position that if I was watching, because I feel like I've got a fairly decent grasp on this whole football thing, and when I'm watching a college game, that would be if you said there's one position that I would have the hardest time saying, and I'm watching big time football, the hardest time saying that guy is or isn't an NFL player, it would be punter. That would be by far.
You can't just tell, though.
I don't think I could.
You can kind of tell with the kickers.
You can tell with some of the punters.
No, I can't, because the Utah punters over the years are like the world's greatest punters in the NCAA. And as far as I know, they're not littered throughout the NFL.
Yeah, but how often do you pay attention to the punters in the NFL?
It's true.
Yeah, I think they are littered in the NFL. I think they're really good, and they have the Aussie pipeline.
Yeah, they got the Aussie pipeline, but I don't know if that's a popular thing in the NFL. I don't think there's a lot of those rugby style kickers. So, like I said, I don't think a lot of those guys, because the Utah is the best punter in the Pac-12 every year. I don't necessarily think those guys are cruising through.
Go find out.
Well, again,
well, one guy,
Syracuse is like punter university on the East Coast, and our last two punters have been one of the best in the country, and both have gotten drafted.
Syracuse punter U.
Well, outside of Utah, yeah.
I think he did.
I don't know that you can do that.
Sterling Hoffrichter was one of the best punters in the country last year.
Hoffrichter, I love him. He is good. But you can tell when the ball comes off his leg.
Yeah, when you watch Sterling kick.
Go watch the highlights from Riley Dixon.
Just I tweeted different. Him. With who? Riley what?
Riley Dixon, the guy I was telling you about. Mm. He's great at fakes. I put a little highlight package.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
At Mike Lynch 27. Go watch it.
I'm going to put that on my list of things to do.
I hate you.
I'm going to put that in my phone.
It's going to be a to-do list, and
we'll get around to it.
It's literally a minute. Just go watch it, okay?
The best punter in the country,
please.
Just so you know, is Max Duffy of Kentucky, at least last year. He had the best average. The Oregon guy was 25th, so not bad. Bless you. May God bless you.
Excuse me.
And keep you. Anyway, Arizona State, so Turk is going back to Arizona State. Now, here's the other thing. Arizona State, Herm Diggity down there.
Yeah.
He is also bringing in a stud transfer punter from Florida State. So they are loaded at punter. Ooh. They have the greatest set of punters in NCAA football history.
Look out.
At Arizona State.
Boy, Herm is a wily one, right?
God, he's good.
Well, didn't Miami, was it last year that Miami got the guy from Australia that looked like a white supremacist criminal? Right?
He looked like,
you don't remember that?
No.
During the signing day, he was like 29 years old. He was from Australia, and he was like covered in head-to-toe tags. He looked like someone that was going to prison shank you, and he ended up being the Miami punter.
There is only one Utah punter in the NFL. I just looked it up.
See?
Only one.
Mike Wazowski on the 49ers.
I forget what his name is. We've had him on the program. He's their color analyst now. That guy was like a three-time All-American punter at Utah, won the Ray Guy Award like multiple times, and he's never made it in the NFL.
Great accent, too.
I have no idea what constitutes being a good college versus an NFL punter. No clue.
Well, I remember watching The Great Ray Guy, and it just was different.
Do you really remember watching The Great Ray Guy?
Yeah. He was greatness.
Yeah, I just can't say that when I was a little kid, I was like, look.
You just have a thing against punters.
I don't.
Yes,
I wish
do.
I was a punter. It's the best position in
You're
all
racist.
Of football.
And you don't even know it against punters.
I'm racist against punters?
Yep. You don't even know it. Your rhetoric is hurtful.
Only college with multiple punters in the NFL? Syracuse.
Wow. They are.
Is that right?
They
like
are
currently?
Yeah, I was just scrolling through. Unless I
they
missed
are punter
one.
You.
They're all single colleges except for Syracuse, which has both Hoffrichter and Dixon in the NFL.
So do you think Arizona State will put both of these guys in the NFL next year?
Wouldn't that be something?
Wow.
Maybe like, with New Orleans.
They currently have one punter in the NFL, Matt Haack.
He's in there?
Yeah, Haack.
But I tell you, when he kicked,
oh, so good.
It never looked pretty, but boy, was it effective.
Well, New Orleans can deploy like the two quarterback. What if ASU goes with
two punters?
What are you going to do?
You don't know which one it's going to get snapped
There's
to.
There's two from Tennessee as well. I see that now.
I love that.
Mike, I still say we hang on to Syracuse being punter U. You have so very little up there.
I'm very proud of it.
In upstate New York. I know. I can tell. Like you hold on to that, Mike. I think it's kind of sad, but hold on to it.
You're sad.
I'm sure. Well, Kansas, like what? Well, I mean, you got Gale Sayers.
What? Yeah, Gale Sayers.
Yeah, Gale Sayers.
He wasn't a punter, though.
No, I was just saying, like, Kansas, like, what do you hold on to in, like, the Kansas football tradition?
Yeah, Gale Sayers. I mean, that's huge.
BYU has good quarterbacks.
John Hadle.
I mean, that's kind of our thing. We produce QBs.
Of course, Dorian Brew. Great Dorian Brew.
Corner you, right? Chris Harris, Tlaib.
They had two good corners. I wouldn't call them corner you, but they did have two good corners that played in the NFL. They were there at the same time, yes.
Yeah, two of them.
Yeah. The great Glenn Mason was their coach for a while.
Oh, see, there you go. See, you got something to
hold Todd Reesing, Orange Bowl champion.
Former number one team in the country led by Todd Reesing. I remember that.
All right. Well, anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. There is a COVID-free, race relations-free, although I did call you a racist during this segment.
Yes,
so,
you do.
Yes, you did.
You did. You do. You did it.
Oh, my God.
I did that one on purpose.
I did it. There
I know. You were quoting yourself.
This is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
And the era has become.
Of course, the great Johnny Hecker. Now that we know,
he's
great punter. He's a multiple-time Pro Bowler.
That's the point. When you watched him, you knew he was good.
That's true.
Even at Oregon State, it was oh, man, that guy is.
Well, he was the best thing they had going on. So, yes, when you watched him, you were like, that guy's good. But then he actually went on and did something in the NFL, which.
But there was, I will say, with Hecker, there was that one thought in the back of your mind. It's like, well, like he looks really good. Like. He became the best punter in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's really good.
So he's just been legit the whole time. But because he was at Oregon State and because of what you're saying, like you don't really know how the punters translate.
Exactly.
You kind of thought, well, he's really good at Oregon State, but gosh, I don't know about him in the NFL. No, he's like the best punter in the NFL.
And he's great at the fake punt, too. He can throw the ball. He's a bit of an athlete.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's a hot punter segment.
Yeah. You get your sports pants tied. You start talking about mediocre backup quarterbacks. Wait till we break out the hot punter talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.